Look.
Do you see that? Coffee everywhere. I spilled my coffee.
What are you showing me?
My lifeblood. It's coffee on this winter form for Disney.
Oh, Disney.
Yeah,
I got
to get all these forms and stuff back, and it's going to have coffee everywhere. It's my lifeblood. I lost some. I can't. I need to go home.
Why is there blood on your winter sheet? That makes zero sense.
You know, coffee is my blood, baby.
We are giving away Disney tickets again today.
Help. Matterhorn.
Every hour. Matterhorn is this hour's keyword.
Yeah.
Matterhorn.
Sometime between now and 4, we'll ask you what the hell that keyword was, because we forgot. And if you're caller 25, you can tell us, etc. ad nauseum.
I don't think we forget, do we?
Sometimes.
All right. Today on the show, we have Give Me 5 Songs About Flying.
Yeah.
Fly or flying?
Flying. Well, sure, fly.
Sure. We'll take whatever.
Yeah.
There's a new California shower water beer.
What?
Yep.
Really? Do you get, is there snacks too? Can there be waterproof snacks?
I don't have the answer to that.
Some
because
sort of
I wasn't like really about the beer. I was. I
right.
Was
you were already amazed.
No.
I'm like, no, bring more.
No.
How about vodka?
We all have to train our animals at some point.
Yes. I have this crazy hack that works when you're trying to walk your dog. I'll tell you all about it. But if your dog likes to be like mine and jump around and is crazy and doesn't obey, I got a little hack for you. And we're wondering if
I
you have
any.
I know
that it's true.
I wouldn't have believed it either. Huh. But it does. I'll tell you what it is. But maybe you guys have ways to deal with your creatures as well.
We will take your calls in the 4 o'clock hour. We have bear news. What? Bears are everywhere in Southern California. What's happening?
That's true.
So local news and international news.
Oh, nice.
And we also have What's Up with Florida coming up next.
On this.
On 95.5 KLOS. Yeah.
Leprosy? What? You have leprosy? You shouldn't be in here, dude.
What's Up with Florida? Leprosy. Have you heard the word leprosy in 25 years?
I think the last time I heard it was 3,000 years ago in the desert outside Sinai. And that's the last time I heard it.
Cases of leprosy have increased in Florida over the last decade, says a new report.
Would you repeat that?
Cases of leprosy have increased in Florida over the last decade, according to a new report.
Ancient disease that eats the skin away and basically makes it start to fall off. And
you have body parts falling off.
Dead. It's dead skin, and it's transmitted easily to anyone around you through your saliva. If you go to a nightclub and you get a couple of drinks.
Florida, in particular, has seen a disproportionate share of cases, 81%.
Wow.
What's happening?
What are they doing out there?
I don't know, but they're doing leprosy. Need Florida?
You know, I mean, Bugs Bunny and his saw would come in handy. Is this really true? Because
yes.
Right about now,
leprosy.
I'm expecting to get a call on the Heineken 00 hotline from.
Nope. This is in the news. The CDC put out the story.
That's unbelievable.
Leprosy in Florida. If you've seen all the stories with bears in Southern California.
Yeah, hanging out in the pool.
In the hot tub.
Yeah, yeah.
They seem to be everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know if the heat drives them down.
I suppose, you know.
But they're in a hot tub.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not on.
Locally.
They don't think they usually think to turn it on, probably.
Well,
so it's still cold.
Not.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, but it's hot because it's of the sun.
I saw this.
It's hot here.
Yeah. Insane video of one of them busting open a front door. You know, it's just sort of an in-house, you know, camera that was rolling. And all of a sudden the door just goes, boom.
Awesome.
Nothing. And then a bear comes wandering in the house. I think he went to the backyard. I don't know.
I love bears.
Yeah.
I don't want them at my house, but I love them. I really do. Have you seen the story out of China?
Oh, is this a fake one?
Yes.
This is totally fake.
People,
that is not a bear.
People are saying that it's not a bear at a zoo. It's a person in a costume.
It is. Look at the video.
It really looks like it.
It sure does.
We'll post it in a couple of minutes, but it really does look like 100%. Especially if you look at the butt.
Yeah.
It looks like a costume that's...
Well, and the way he stands up,
he just
looks like a dude. And then he remembers, I need to act like a bear.
He's a dude in a suit.
Dude in a suit.
At a zoo. Listen to this report.
China is denying that a bear at a zoo is actually a human in a costume. Questions arose after a video went viral showing a bear standing and seemingly begging for treats. And it's easy to see why people think this is not a bear. His backside looks to be an ill-fitting costume. He appears to be wearing Birkenstocks. And, you know, he's standing on his hind legs like, what's the deal with captivity? Zoo officials would not answer questions when asked if their bears were real, but did invite reporters to the park to see for themselves. China has been accused of making large dogs look like wolves or donkeys look like zebras. If you just see the still, because this is why the internet is such a messed up place.
A lot of it
is just that people are sharing. It's just the image, one single picture. And when you don't see him move, it certainly does look like a guy named Kevin who's just wearing it.
How dare you? How dare you? He's using my name as a slur.
That's, well, it's China, right? Isn't that where Kevin is a very bad name?
Stupid Channel 5. Go to hell. Tell me about your dog theory.
Okay, all right. So this is weird.
I'm not sure I buy it.
It's I didn't believe it at all until I saw it in action. When you're walking your dog, you know how, like, if they decide they want to stay out a lot longer after they've already done their business.
Right.
But they just want to keep going on the walk, sniffing up a storm.
Right.
They just start pulling when you try and pull them back to the house, and they're just, nope, digging in.
So you're trying to get the dog back in the house, and it's
turn around and go home.
Gotcha.
And they just won't do it. And instead of, like, a big scene, I heard this trainer say all you got to do is just turn your back on the dog and face the way you want to go. Just stand there on the sidewalk.
I'm not buying that.
Turn around.
Did you do it?
And face the other way, the way you want to go. I was like, that's ridiculous.
I'm not buying that.
That's insane. And it worked immediately. Within 30 seconds, she had turned herself around, not realizing.
30 seconds is kind of a long time.
It's a little while. That's why you got to give it a minute, they would say. They would say a minute, but it worked on her in 30 seconds. And now I do it all the time, and it always amuses me. It cracks me up because she'll be like,
is it still 30 seconds?
It's even less now, generally. Yeah, no, as soon as she just, like, notices, she looks up and sees me, and she's like, oh, his back is to me. I'm going the wrong way. We'll go this way then. Okay, I forgot. And they just, down we go, the way you want to go. I know.
Shaky.
Try it.
That's shaky.
Just, you have a dog?
I do.
Walk your dog?
I'll try it.
Same
I did
thing
this
happened.
Morning, yeah.
All right, so just turn your back and
all
face
right.
the way you want to go. Give it like 2 minutes is what the trainer
two
said.
2 minutes? Of course they're not. Of course they'll turn around in 2 minutes.
But usually it's a lot faster. Like mine was like, I say 30 seconds, but to most people that really is probably about
that's
eight
a long
seconds,
time.
But it's not.
Yeah.
You know, they
true.
Say 30 and they think it's, but yeah.
Are we going to take calls at 818-955-KLOS with your animal hacks?
Yeah, what other hacks you got?
I'm not positive that I believe this one, but Sluggo vouches for
it. I was blown away. I was like a non-believer, and it just, I was like, this is, and it cracks me up every time because she's so determined to keep going and then thinks, oh, they say, wait, we're going, goes running out in front of me, out the back.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's a shocking one.
Yeah. So maybe a trainer has turned you on to something. You had a problem with your dog, like howling, or some way you keep them from howling.
Or you have a stupid cat.
Who likes to destroy your furniture.
You know what I mean? Like the cat sucks.
That you love, because cats are the best. So, hey, Kevin?
Any animal hacks.
Yeah, what do you got?
818-955-KLOS. Jack Byrne tweets, the reason you turn your back on your dog and then it comes is because it doesn't want to be left behind.
Yeah, I think
makes
that's
sense.
True. Yeah, exactly. No, totally makes sense.
We're talking about animal hacks.
Yeah, I'm like found that if you were trying to get your dog to come back in after a walk, she's not ready, you just turn your back and face the direction that you want to go. And insanely, and I never would have thought it worked, they just turn around and they start following.
Yeah, I think you're lying, too.
Try it at home, folks. Try it at home.
You have animal hack for us?
When I'm eating dinner at the table, I'll, like, totally turn my head and ignore my dog, and then he'll just go lay down instead of begging.
He stops
right?
begging just because you ignore him.
Yeah, he stops begging.
Huh, because mine just basically jumps on my lap.
Do you have to turn your back to him like the other hack?
No, I'll be sitting at the table, and I'll totally, like, just turn my head away, and within a minute or so, he'll just go lay down.
I give up. Forget it. I'll just go starve over here.
How about that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
All right, that's a good one to try. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
My dog does not like to take pills. And I found that I try to sprinkle it on the food and mix it in, and she always sniffs it out. So I bury it in a little chunk of cheese, or I wrap it up in a little cream cheese, and she never knows the difference.
And she gets those pills down. Nice. That's awesome. Right on.
I did that for my kids when they were small.
Did you?
Yeah. Buried in
there.
Mac and cheese.
Now you just shake a bottle of pills at me and I just pop whatever you got.
That's
what
true.
Do you got today?
You just grab them.
That's a fact.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hello. I'm calling about animal hacks.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you have for us?
So I kind of wanted to back up Sluggo. I have a little dog my girlfriend at the time, now my wife, we rescued, and he took off running over by USC, and my wife had no idea where we went. I was gone for probably 20 minutes chasing this little dog, but it wasn't until I looked at him, was like, you know what, F you, and I turned around and started walking the other way, and then sure as hell, he came trotting up behind me and followed me home the rest of the way.
Same thing happened to me one time. He got away from me on New Year's Eve, and I ended up just kind of walking up to my front door, and she just came running up behind me.
So you just give up, basically.
Yeah,
but it works.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really weird.
I was sprinting
right
down over by USC, thinking this dog was going to dart out in the street and get hit.
Yeah,
he had him a month.
I was stopping traffic.
Oh my God.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling.
You're a terrible dog owner.
818-955-KLOS.
You have animal hacks? We'll take your calls.
At least I don't ignore my dog when she's begging at the table. I just give in. Five Finger Death Punch, Blue on Black. Great cover there. Good stuff, man.
We were talking about pets. Good ones like dogs and bad ones like cats. And we're talking about
dare you, sir.
Animal hacks, how to take care of them. You've learned something works. And you want to share it with other people. You have a story like that?
I've learned with my dumbass German Shepherd, when he gets out, if I, like, fall on the ground and pretend I get hurt, he turns around and runs back.
Oh,
is that right? You fake getting hurt to get control.
Or I just grab a tennis ball, and I throw the ball. He likes to play fetch. I'll just throw the ball towards him, and he'll bring it back.
I love the fake pain, though. That's brilliant.
That is pretty great.
But I don't think my dog would care. She'd be like, ha-ha, you're dumb. You deserve it.
Yeah.
Your neighbors are like, she falls down all the time. I don't know what's going on with her.
Right?
She needs life alert.
KLOS, hello.
I have a pretty good-sized lab that I walk every day.
Mm-hmm.
And my neighbor has a little chihuahua that she refuses to put on a leash. And probably three or four times this little chihuahua has attacked my lab.
I kill you!
To the point where I actually bit her on the lip. And my lab is a sweetheart. You know, I'm always pulling back on the leash, pulling back to try and get them apart because I don't want to see them fight.
Of course.
So what I learned is, the other day when I was walking her, this little chihuahua again comes running at my dog.
I kill you!
I dropped the leash. And my dog literally beat the shit out of her little chihuahua.
Well, I mean, if, you know, if there's not going to be any help from the owner, I mean, that kind of makes sense. We don't recommend that, though.
No, but that's funny.
It's hilarious.
It's funny as hell.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Years ago, I had an old English sheepdog that used to travel with me everywhere. And I was in sales. She'd go see my clients because who doesn't love an old English sheepdog?
Right.
And so she wouldn't be uncomfortable in the car. About a month before I started doing this, anytime she peed, I would snap my fingers and point at the ground. And then I would, before I put her in the car, like a month later, I would snap my fingers, point at the ground, and she would pee.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah. And it was really cool. And we took her to a client one time, and I was telling this to the client, and the client snapped her fingers in her office and pointed to the ground, and Ragtime went over and squatted.
That's pretty fantastic.
Dope.
And if she didn't have to go, she would pretend to go.
Oh, wow.
She pretends to go. Your dog is too smart.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right on. That's awesome, man.
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
Your animal hacks.
Get me Kevin, you sound terrible. Why are you singing like that? Don't do that.
That is hard to listen to.
Let's a professional sing. Hey, tell the kids what we're doing today.
Five songs in a row with the theme flying.
Ah, flying. Yeah, or fly.
Or fly.
Flew.
Nope.
Flown.
Nope.
No? No, that's right out.
No flown.
All right, 818-955-KLOS.
Songs about flying. We are doing Gimme Five Songs About Flying.
Hello, Kevin.
Yes, yes. Gimme Five.
I would like to hear Fly By Night.
Rush!
Surely I'm not the first person to request that, eh?
That's true, and don't call me Shirley.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're doing Gimme Five Songs About Flying, and we have G-Unit 1111, U2 USC, and about three other people asking for Foo Fighters learn to fly.
Hey, yeah, you guys doing songs about flying?
Yeah, yeah. What do you got?
Ozzy Osbourne, Flying High Again.
It's two for Tuesday, so you're going to get something else from Ozzy. Will it be Ozzy on his own, or Black Sabbath, or... I don't know.
Your guess is as good as ours.
Yeah, exactly.
A California company parlayed its water recycling expertise into the creation of a beer.
Wait, what?
Made from a San Francisco residential building's wastewater.
No.
Epic what? Clean Tech is the name of the company.
Nope.
It's a San Francisco-based water treatment company.
Hashtag no.
They teamed up with Devil's Canyon Brewing Company.
Forget about it.
To create Epic One Water Brew.
Does Devil's Canyon refer to the fact that it's wastewater in some
I don't know.
Way?
It doesn't say I look closely. It doesn't say toilet.
Turlet. Okay.
It says showers.
Yeah.
Which can be nasty.
Yes. People pee in showers.
Sinks.
And
washing machines.
People vomit in those things. Wash machines?
Yep.
What comes out in the wash?
I don't know. There's one building. It's a 40-story luxury apartment building, 1550 in San Francisco. And they say that globally, buildings use 14% of all the water that is potable.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
And so they're trying to do that, and they made the beer.
Nope.
It's not currently for sale. Thank God.
Yeah.
Due to regulations banning recycled wastewater from being used in commercial beverages.
Do you remember back in the day? You know, I remember growing up. There
right?
would be Coors, and they were so proud of the mountain spring water and crisp and fresh from the Rockies.
Yep.
And now it's coming out of someone's
sink, shower.
I don't
love it.
What's it called?
We ended up producing just over 7,000 cans, not as a commercial product, but as an educational effort.
As a throw them away project.
And then the CEO says people are asking for it because it really tastes good.
No, liar.
And I'm going to say no, liar.
I mean, this is one of those cases where, you know, generally I'll try something, you know, that if they say, no, really, it's really good. I wouldn't try that. I would not try that. I wouldn't drink it.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
All right, I would, because it's
would.
Beer. Such an amazing cover. I still love that one. Chris Cornell taking on GNR Patience. Love that.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. There might be a fake bear at a zoo in China. I love that so much.
Yes.
The idea of a dude in a sweaty suit makes me happy.
They're pretending to be a bear. You really need to go see the video. Judge for yourself, but I think you'll agree. We posted it, right?
We did, and it's really all we learned today.
We learned that China, for the win!
For the win.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy, see you tomorrow. Peace out.
Matterhorn.
Why don't you say this hour's keyword?
I don't remember what it is, so I would if I could remember, but
that's too bad. Do you remember the keyword?
I don't.
That's the question.
Hopefully someone else does.
It's the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We have 4 tickets for you if you're caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. You tell us the keyword, and you will win 4 tickets right now.
Hanging out with us in the park after everybody else has been thrown out.
Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, this is Roxanne.
Roxanne, you are caller 25.
Well done, you.
Awesome. Now let's see if I have the password.
Do you have the keyword?
Yeah. What is it? I don't remember.
Oh, Matterhorn.
Yeah.
It is Matterhorn. Well done.
Woo!
You know that no one that I know of has ever missed that. Everybody gets the keyword.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I know, because if I don't know it, I don't call. I'm like, oh, I missed it today.
You rule.
Look at you, Roxanne.
Check you out.
Well done. Well, you got 4 tickets to join us at the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. Who are you going to bring?
Probably my 2 adult kids, and that's it. And a boyfriend.
You let the boyfriend out.
No, not my boyfriend. Oh. My daughter's boyfriend.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
She's bald. Stairway to heaven.
And is she a princess?
That's the key word.
No, I was just wondering if... Oh. As she bought the stairway, she...
We are doing our second annual KLOS Summer Invasion.
We're going through changes. Our voices are cracking.
Well, you got the music so loud.
Brady.
I don't know what to do here. We have 4 tickets to join us on August 24th at Disney California Adventure Park. We'll take caller 25. If you know this hour's keyword, you will win.
Yeah!
Thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
So we got Arthur on the blower. Arthur is caller 25. Do you know what the keyword is?
Yeah, princess.
What'd you call me?
Princess.
That's correct.
Can you spell princess?
P-R-I-N-C-E. SS?
Can you use it in a sentence?
This is not a spelling bee.
Oh, come on!
What's happening?
We need extra hoops. Extra hoops are fun.
Baby.
Poor Arthur doesn't even have a working phone.
How about baby? You look like a princess today.
A That'll do, I guess. Arthur wins.
The keyword is monorail. The keyword is monorail.
And who? Always one of my favorite kind of twofers, exactly as it appeared on the album, the debut album from the Cars there.
We are doing the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park, and we will take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS. You get four tickets if you're caller 25 and you can give us this hour's keyword.
Hi, KLOS, who's this?
This is Matt.
Matt, you are caller 25.
Yeah! Nice.
We just need this hour's keyword.
Monorail,
is correct.
That
well
is
done.
Correct.
You got four tickets to the second annual KLOS Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Hell yeah. Been trying forever. Thank you guys so much.
You got it, man. We'll see you at Radiator Springs.
Nice. See you there, Kevin and Sluggo. You roll!
So when's the blood drive coming up? It's this Friday and Saturday. Is that right?
The blood drive is this Friday and Saturday.
Dang.
And there's a very big shortfall.
Yeah, we need help. They need help.
So we're asking you to book an appointment online at redcrossblood.org, and you'll get a limited edition 42nd annual KLOS Blood Drive t-shirt, and you'll be in the drawing for 3-day passes to Power Trip.
I love seeing people out there in those shirts. I run into them every once in a while. I'm like, oh, nice. The specific places they really need some help, if you can, show up at the Santa Ana chapter of the Red Cross, the Santa Ana chapter or the Pomona Blood Donation Center. When you go online, you can set up your appointment at either one of those locations. It would definitely help out. Pomona Blood Donation Center or the American Red Cross in Santa Ana. Where do they go?
Go to redcrossblood.org.
Dead center and a twofer from Led Zeppelin on this KLOS thang.
We are doing the 42nd annual blood drive.
That's this Friday and Saturday.
That's this Friday and Saturday, yes. And the Red Cross is suffering a very concerning blood donation shortfall this summer. So there are places that we would like to point you to if you're willing to do it.
Exactly. They're really looking for you in Thousand Oaks. If you're anywhere in that general area and you can tie off and give us a little blood, that'd be phenomenal. El Segundo, the Masonic Lodge there, and also the Westfield Topanga is looking for people to go where to sign up?
You can go online at redcrossblood.org. Redcrossblood.org.
It's the 42nd time we've done this annually. So,
and please. You get the KLOS Blood Drive t-shirt, and you'll be in the running to win 3-day passes for the Power Trip.
And I bet a cookie, too. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Cookie. It's Joe Elliott's birthday. Have you sent anything to that Deef Leopard? He was born on this day in rock in 1959. Stones kicked off their Voodoo Lounge tour in D.C. on this day in rock in 94. Only one of the greatest motion pictures ever created by mankind was released on this day in rock in 2014. Guardians of the Galaxy.